You're lobbying for Pakistan now. What are some of the issues or business interests that you represent?
Well, I don't represent any business interest. I represent the country of Pakistan. And we just, you try to present your client in the best possible light to Congress. You try to not have crippling amendments. You try to defeat sanction legislation or anything that would be damaging to them. And many, many countries have lobbyists, the Greeks, the Turks, the Colombians. Of course, there's an enormous homegrown lobby for Israel in the United States. That's the most powerful. The second most powerful are probably the Indians, the Hindus. Third most powerful are probably the Armenians.
You've been described as, and I think, in fact, you even described yourself as having gone through the world's longest midlife crisis. Do you feel like you're still going through that, or do you think?
No, I'm recovered from that.
You're recovered from that. So, yeah. How has your life changed since recovering from that?
Well, I have a lovely wife. I live a totally monogamous life. I don't drink whiskey or wine or beer anymore. And so all of my bad habits are gone, Terry. Or all of the habits that other people would judge to be bad, or that some people would judge to be bad.
What's your assessment of how the United States is doing in Afghanistan now? Do you think that the United States is doing enough to help rebuild the country?
I think that the United States is trying and doing a much better job than we did after the last one. I think we're into the road building. I think we're into providing jobs. I think we're into stringing electric wire and some of the things that we do the best. But I really think that this is as best I can tell from the newspapers. I think that we've made a mistake by not pacifying the whole country. As I understand it, we're basically just pacifying Kabul.
What do you mean by pacifying?
Right now, there are still areas in which warlords of different ethnic groups rule different parts of the country.
What do you mean by pacify?
Well, by pacify, I mean maintain law and order. Maintain the rule of law in Kandahar and in Jalalabad and in Herat, not just in Kabul. Without the whole country, the capital is kind of an empty shell.
Are some of the warlords or former warlords in Afghanistan now people who you worked with when they were members of the Mujahideen?
Not that I know of, but some of the people I worked with in the Mujahideen are on the wanted list and are apparently have joined the ranks of the very radical Islamic militant